Good morning, church. It's wonderful to be together to remember Jesus' sacrifice for us. It's a special day for the congregation here if we set aside some time to have a family meeting that will begin here shortly. I'm really excited about the things that we're going to be sharing. It reflects a lot of prayer and a lot of planning. Our hopes, our desires, our goals for the year 2019 and 2020. But whenever we spend some time investing in the planning, with the hopes and with the efforts, I always bear in mind James chapter 4 and verse 13. For James 4 and verse 13 says, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that." If the Lord wills. Tells us something about our Lord. How he is mighty. The sun rises and there is tomorrow if he wills. Tells us about our Lord and the nature of his plans. You see, his plans never fail. His will is always accomplished. What is it that we're trying to do as individual Christians, as a local church? We're wanting to know his will, to be obedient to his will, to make our plans and our hopes in line with his will, but to hold them lightly, to be humble, to say, if the Lord wills. Our goal is always to discover and to surrender to God's will. And whether that might be an easy decision or a difficult one, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has told us that it is the right one. When he prayed in the shadow of the cross, the night of his betrayal in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed that the cup might pass, but notice that he was about accomplishing the Lord's will. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 39, he went a little farther and he fell on his face and he prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." If the Lord wills. What is the Lord's will? And let's be obedient and let us accomplish the Lord's will. And I want you to know this morning that God's will for your life is your salvation. God's plan that will not fail but will be accomplished is for your salvation. The Bible teaches us and promises that the Lord shall return. When he returns, there will be a destruction of this world and a judgment of the living and the dead. But when he returns, it is the moment of salvation for his people. And at times we wonder, why hasn't the Lord returned yet? Well, it's not been his will. But let me show you what is his will. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Why does he wait? Why does he tarry? Because his will is for more to know his truth and come to repentance. His will is for people to respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, in verse 15 of 2 Peter 3, consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. A mighty God whose plans never fail. A mighty God whose will we wish to obey and to accomplish. And his will is that none be lost, but that all men come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're going to sing a song now. And it is an opportunity for one in this room who has not obeyed his will for salvation to do so. You see, in his plan, he sent his beloved Son of God, Jesus Christ, to live a perfect life and give a perfect word. But to be a holy and perfect sacrifice upon the cross, he died to pay for our sins. Death could not hold him. He rose, and there is victory in that. That's good news. And for those that believe Jesus is the Son of God, they are called to confess it and to repent, to turn in their life to follow Jesus and to be baptized, immersed in water for the forgiveness of their sins. That's his will for your salvation. He sent Jesus, and the gospel calls you. Who will be obedient to his will? His unfailing will for the salvation of your soul. If we can help you this morning to put on Jesus in baptism or to be restored in other ways to his will, we'd like to do that now. Come forward and make your spiritual desire known. Together we stand and sing, "Come Obey the Will of Jesus."
The kingdom
serve as way one by one, for the kingdom of God.